talking about a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, and Charleston's online home show, charlestonhomeanddesign.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. This is Talking About a Home.
Sink or swim, we're 2 feet in, just like me.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. This week's home theme song was by Gritty Flywright, Well Enough Alone, in addition to the great Chris Isaacs Talking About a Home, and special thanks to today's show producer, Ashley Rowell. And that song we heard, that was from an artist that is playing next weekend at the Edisto Blackwater Boogie Festival, which is happening at Givens State Park out near Edisto. And it's a 3-day festival, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We hope everyone will come out and attend, check it out. It's called EdistoBlackwaterBoogie.com, EdistoBlackwaterBoogie.com, if you want to get more information on that. In addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the Charleston Home and Design Show, which we organize. It's coming up January 30th through February 1st. I think we've got about 15 booths left to sell for that, but it will sell out. We have a lot of home professionals that listen to this show. And if you are interested in jumpstarting your business for 2026, and you're interested in talking to a lot of affluent homeowners from Mount Pleasant and Sullivan's Island and Isle of Palms and downtown Charleston, then give Charleston Home and Design Magazine a call, and we'd be happy to talk to you about displaying at the Charleston Home and Design Show. Well, today we've got a great show lined up for you. We'll be talking with architect Joy Martin with Joy Architecture and Interior Design. Also, John Hanna and Jamie Wells with J&K Home Furnishings. Also, Dan Ziner with Bath Tune-Up. And finally, Jay Miller with HWC Custom Cabinetry. And I wanted to ask, have you picked up the fall issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine? We have once again gone to the Southern Charm well to put one of their characters on the cover. That would be Craig Conover, very, very popular in Southern Charm. And he also owns Sewing Down South, a shop downtown that has all sorts of really cool pillows and sewn items. And it's also, in addition to having Craig on the cover, it's also our renovation issue, our annual renovation issue. And we've got over 75 local projects. A lot of people are opting to stay in their homes rather than move and make their homes better. And, you know, I would just tell you that any investment that you make in your home, you'll get paid back for it. It may be, you know, a lot of money up front, and sometimes people have it and don't want to spend it. But just think of the enjoyment you'll get over the years, all that intangible value of having a beautifully remodeled home. And we tell you exactly who does all the work in the remodeling feature as well, so you can call those contractors. Have a great weekend. And now we're talking with architect Joy Martin with Joy Architecture and Interior Design. How are you doing, Joy?
Hi, Tim. I'm great. Thanks for having me on today.
You bet. Joy, take a moment and tell our listeners all about Joy Architecture and Interior Design.
Sure. We are a boutique residential architecture firm primarily located in Charleston, South Carolina, with a branch office in Minneapolis, Minnesota. And we focus on custom residential work, including new build and major renovations and additions.
All right, very good. So everybody knows that an architect is needed when you're building a new home, but some people are renovating their homes without an architect. And why is it important, if someone is renovating their home, that they have an architect involved in the project?
Sure. We will look at a home and help the client understand what some of the big items are in their vision. So if someone wants to move walls or reimagine the way a certain space is used in their home, or maybe even like completely change the flow of how you enter and circulate through the home, then we're going to be making structural changes and sort of rearranging the hierarchy of the space. And that's where the architecture can really come in to have a big impact on how the space is used and then how it's shaped moving forward.
Gotcha. And, you know, usually when it's a new build, there's a wish list that homeowners have. And, but with how does that differ from someone who hires an architect for a renovation project?
Yeah, a lot of times clients come to us who have lived in their house for a while and have a vision about how they want the space to evolve, and they've often been saving for it. And sometimes there's a change in the family makeup, you know, either they're empty nest or they're blending a family or something like that. And so the space needs to be modernized and then also function in a different way. So the wish list can be very long because they understand every little space in the house and how they've been using it and how they want it all to be different. And so we help people look at that list, and at the beginning we'll tell them, tell us everything, don't hold back, like give us your wants, needs, hopes, and dreams, and then we help them prioritize according to, you know, what their budget might be able to bear, and even some people don't know what the budget is because it's hard to know how much things are going to cost to build or remove and replace. And so we'll help people identify, like, okay, these are the big dollar items, and then like how many sort of pieces can we fit into that category of, you know, if it's kitchen or kitchen associated, how many things can we fit into that bucket to make that dollar stretch and achieve as many of the items on that wish list as possible. And then we'll help them also sort of prioritize like space usage. So if you know, certain times there's like a real circulation problem that impacts the way the efficiency of the use of space in the home. So like doing an addition will push someone outside of their comfort zone for their budget. But if we can rearrange the way circulation happens in a home and more efficiently use the existing building footprint, then we can kind of stretch their dollar a little further and help them get even more things on their wish list accomplished in the project. So yeah, we do get a lot of wishes on the list, and our job is to combine good design with budget knowledge and see if we can kind of check off as many things as we can on their hopes and dreams.
So typically with a renovation, the homeowners they have some problems with the house. They either want to update it or there are some problems that exist that they want to correct, then are you, as an architect with Joy Architecture and Interior Design, are you more involved with a renovation project versus new construction, or is that vice versa?
I would say we have the same level of involvement on both new construction and renovation work, because we come at it with a very holistic approach. Sometimes people, you know, will say like, oh, well, I know my project's not very big, so it's probably not going to get as much attention. And I reassure people that that is not the case. Kind of doesn't matter what size the project is. I take it really seriously to, you know, listen closely to the client's goals and then to help them achieve their goals, no matter what size the project is. This one project that we have out in Seabrook is about to wrap up. Well, it's wrapped up. We're about to photograph it. And this one is a great example. So they had not lived in it for a long time, but they had owned it for a while when they came to us, and they'd sort of lived in it, you know, as a vacation home a little bit for about 2 years. They bought it during COVID, and they knew it needed some work when they bought it. And ran into a dead end with the designer they were working with, and then the builder kind of quit responding. And, you know, so there was just sort of some breakdown in communication. And there was a builder that was working on the house next door, McGuire Custom Homes, and they kind of neighbors, the owners of this project went over to them and said, hey, you know, we need a builder. We like what you've done here. Can you talk to us about our house? And so Mac McGuire introduced me to these clients, and I, you know, was excited to come in and help them. And they had done no work on the house yet, and they showed me the drawings, and it's one of these houses that has a reverse floor plan. So like, if people aren't familiar with that, it's like when you enter the first level, it's, you know, that's kind of the bedroom level. And then you go up the stairs and you've got the kitchen, dining, living sort of family spaces on the second level. And that's really common on beach houses and homes that have like a big view of like the marsh or whatever. So this one had a beautiful marsh view. And you could see it potentially from the front door on the first level, but there was this giant curved staircase that took up the entire view. And it, you know, it wasn't one of these like beautiful gems of a staircase. Like, there are some amazing curved staircases out there that should be worked with, and this was not one of them. So we sort of reimagined how the whole entry should work to make the house just like hang together better. So that was a unique problem where they came to us and they were like, we know we want to touch all these spaces, but the circulation is super tricky. So that was kind of the jumping point for that project, was that staircase and how to address it.
And I would imagine that the builder, and probably any builder, would prefer to have an architect involved, because if they're taking orders directly from the homeowner, homeowners can be a little finicky when it comes to making up their minds, and sometimes they have to see it, and then they see it and they don't really like it. And so I can understand why the builder wanted you to wanted to connect the homeowners with Joy Architecture and Interior Design, so the builder would have clear orders on what to how to proceed.
For sure. And then when we're making a move, you know, when they're considering making a move, a physical rearrangement of the sort of structure of the space, I even, you know, as a designer, I can visualize lots of things, but even in that scenario, and I think most good architects will tell you, like, you know, there are several ways to solve spatial design problems. And often the way you figure out the best solution is to draw several different versions. And so we help the clients visualize that by going through the process of drawing lots of different ways to solve their problem, and then analyzing which one is going to be the best. And sometimes the best, you know, sort of air quotes, the best solution has to do with not just a good use of space, but also like structurally, what can we execute in the space? Because, you know, you got to be able to support the idea physically. And then budget, what can we achieve within the client's budget. So that was something where we leaned on the builder, you know, sort of executability or buildability, and our structural engineer to guide us on sort of, okay, what's the structural impact of sort of removing this? We really removed a giant curved staircase and atriums, and then built a floor where there wasn't any on the second floor, and created a new staircase off to the side. But we wanted to still have sort of a grand entrance effect and bring in the view all the way through the house and still have some openness between the two levels. So the builder and the structural engineer and my architecture team all worked together with the clients to kind of find the best solution and make sure it was completely executable. And that way, and now to see it completed now is really rewarding, I think, for everyone, including the clients, especially the clients. Yeah.
Did the homeowners request that the reverse floor plan be changed, or is it still a reverse floor plan?
It's still a reverse floor plan. They had a really unique ceiling that you sometimes see in I would say houses built in the 90s. They're, you know, like if you have an intersecting gable roof, like where there's gables going in two different directions, sort of higher end homes would have that space vaulted on the inside. And so you get this like very folded ceiling structure that you get to experience from inside the space. And it's a really cool effect. It can get sloppy if it's like, or busy, I would say, if it's like painted really bold colors or has lots of drapery in it, or you know, heavy wood accents that maybe interfere with the geometry of the space. And this house had all three, and so we kind of had to look at this geometry and say like, okay, that is the unique part of this upper level, and it's adding to the experience and of that view that you have in the living space. And it was a kitchen, dining, and living space all facing out into this gorgeous marsh view with this huge vaulted folded ceiling. So we kind of took out the busyness of the heavy wood and the previous owners, you know, sort of heavy tapestry type drapes and the bold colors, and toned it all down, and then brought in a very sort of fresh, modern, I would say coastal, a little bit of New England mixed in there. The clients are from New England originally, and so they had some of their own flavor to bring in, and it just all blended beautifully to complement that roof structure.
That sounds great. It sounds like a very complicated project, and I can understand why they wanted to hire Joy Architecture and Interior Design in that.
It was a complicated one to execute for sure. Yes. We were lucky the clients had beautiful taste to work with as well. Mm. So they brought in a lot of their own ideas about materials and colors, and it all has come together really nicely. I'm excited to document it.
Mm. Were there any surprises? Typically there are surprises with a renovation project.
Oh, yes. Yes, there was one really difficult surprise. You know, when we renovate houses that have been already renovated, and this is, I would say, like a cautionary tale to people who DIY or maybe proceed without a licensed engineer and architect. There was, you know, an open floor plan created on the lower level and without regard to how the second level was framed. So when we opened up some of the lower level ceilings, we found that there was not enough structure to hold up the second floor as it was currently built. And there was a plan to add this beautiful big fireplace surround that the client had the vision for. And so we had to kind of go through some engineering exercise. We sort of paused. This was during demolition and construction framing. And we sort of had to pause for a little bit to come up with a solution that would work in the space, because we had to reframe that second floor, but without dramatically impacting the space on the first floor. So it was a mathematical and construction challenge, as well as an aesthetic challenge. So all of us came to the table, and then you know, changes or surprises like that cost. So we were still, again, trying to come up with the best solution to make sure their house was structurally sound without killing their budget.
Mm. Well, that sounds fantastic, and I look forward to seeing photos of this beautiful project within the pages of Charleston Home and Design magazine in the future.
Yeah, we're excited. It'll be featured in the winter issue.
Well, that's great. In the meantime, how can folks get in touch with Joy Architecture and Interior Design?
Yeah, we can be found online. Our website is joyarchitecture.com. And on Instagram, the handle is @joyarchitecture. And our office number is 612-616-9472. And within the pages of Charleston Home and Design magazine, they have a great directory at the back.
All right, great. Well, you can always look for Joy Architecture and Interior Design within the pages of Charleston Home and Design magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. We've been talking with architect Joy Martin with Joy Architecture and Interior Design. Thanks so much, Joy.
Thanks for having me, Tim. Have a great day.
And now we're talking with John Hanna and Jamie Wells with J&K Home Furnishings. How are you folks doing?
We're great. How are you doing?
Just fine. Thank you. John and Jamie, take a moment and tell our listeners all about J&K Home Furnishings.
All right. Well, it's a family-owned business that originated out of the Grand Strand region with originally two locations. And now we are up to 7+ locations, actively expanding into the Charleston market.
Very good. And where is J&K Home Furnishings located here in the Charleston area?
So we are in the Bell Hall Shopping Center, where the old Stein Mart used to be, right in Mount Pleasant.
Gotcha. Yeah, I dragged my wife to help me deliver magazines when our new issue came out, and she stepped foot inside J&K and said, "Huh, I think I need to check these people out."
It's a massive location, and Jamie takes the lead on staging and arranging the floor there, and is doing an excellent job. It's very beautiful. If you're shopping for one piece, or whether you're shopping for a full home, you get a ton of design inspiration just walking through.
Yeah, for sure. Well, for folks that are not familiar with J&K Home Furnishings, talk about some of your price points and some of the vendors that manufacturers that you have and so forth.
Well, we've got a wide array. The good thing about us is we can hit any price point, any budget, wouldn't you say, Jamie?
Absolutely.
We go anywhere from promotional offerings, which are well under $1,000, to good, better, best. And just keep in mind, the quality and the wow factor really correlates with the price. So we can sell you a sleeper, you know, $1,299 sleeper. We could sell you a sofa, $999 or well under. Or we can really doll that thing up and get that, you know, a higher price point. It's just according to what the customer wants and what they envision for their room and space.
Mm, gotcha.
And we have custom design options with certain vendors where you can pick your own arm, pick your own fabric. You can really go as high fashion as you want, or you can go more of an elevated neutral coastal look. You can work with our trained design staff and really design an entire look, entire home, or entire room according to your taste and style. And we just really hone in on the process and help you along the way.
And I want to elaborate a little bit on that. Our in-store design services are something that everyone could benefit from. Again, whether you're just looking for a single chair or sofa, or you're wanting to complete a whole room. The vendors we have, we've got one of the widest collection of vendors of any local furniture store that I know, but we take it a step further. We'll come out to your home. We do space planning, color consultations, and really help bring a whole project together if that's what you're in the market for.
Yeah, that's incredibly valuable because, you know, homeowners don't want to make an expensive mistake. And
you're exactly right. And with that, we charge a one-time $250 design consult fee. And that fee is refunded back to your purchase once you spend over $5,000. Mm-hmm. And you have over a year to spend that. And we give that right back to you. So in my opinion, I mean, it'd be a shame to not take advantage of something that's essentially a free service if you look at it that way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. What are some of the manufacturers' brand names that J&K Home Furnishings has?
So we have vendors like Lexington, Cheryl, Hickory White. We have
We have Norwalk. We have an amazing partnership with Bassett, where we've been one of their, we've been their number one retailer in the nation several years running.
Mm. And in our mattress department, we have everything under one roof: Avocado, Nectar, Casper, Dream Cloud, Tempur-Pedic, Sealy, Stearns and Foster. Truly, we're the only location that you can find all those brands under one roof.
Gotcha. And some of those you mentioned are mattress companies, right?
Yes.
Are a couple of those you mentioned, Avocado, is that one of those mattresses in a box?
Yes, several of those are, which offer an incredible benefit to the customer and the number one rated consumer mattress in the industry.
How do those work? I've always wondered. You take it out of the box and it, they just naturally expand into the,
yeah,
because it comes in a small box.
Yeah. So just the state of memory foam can be condensed for shipping purposes and convenience. So you just take it out of the pressure wrap and it expands.
Who would have ever thought a jack in the box mattress?
Right. How long do those memory foam mattresses typically last before you need to replace them?
Some of them, like Tempur-Pedic, they have 20-plus year warranties. We don't suggest keeping your mattress for that long because the industry is constantly changing and improving upon itself. But memory foam has been proven to last a good 10 years, and most of them are warrantied for that.
Gotcha. Good deal. Well, I understand that J&K Home Furnishings, you folks have got an inventory reduction sale going on.
We have the biggest sale going on that we have ever had since I've been with this company in over a decade. We have a huge inventory reduction sale, things up to 75% off. We have wonderful designer floor samples. Believe me, I am so jealous that my home is full. There are so many beautiful things we see on our floors and more constantly coming through that we're replacing to bring in the new. We leave to go to market in less than a week, and we need this these great goods gone so we can buy more.
Mm-hmm. And that's when you get the biggest, you know, bang for your buck is these floor sample discounts that we're trying to move quick. So it's an incredible value that we're motivated to leave.
Well, that's great. Well, how can folks get more information about J&K Home Furnishings?
Go to our website, www.jkhomefurnishings.com. At the bottom, you can click on locations and see which one's closest to you, whether it be in the Charleston or Grand Strand market. But you can also peruse our website, get more familiar with us, our brands, our promotions. Follow us on social media, Facebook and Instagram, JK Home Furnishings, and it'll give you a good taste of what we've got to offer.
All right, great. Well, we've been talking with John Hanna and Jamie Wells with J&K Home Furnishings, and you can always find J&K Home Furnishings within the pages of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Once again, we've been talking with John Hanna and Jamie Wells with J&K Home Furnishings. Thanks, folks.
Thank you.
And now we're talking with Dan Ziner with Bath Tune-Up. How are you doing, Dan?
Doing well, thanks. How are you?
Good, good. Dan, take a moment and tell our listeners all about Bath Tune-Up.
Sure. Bath Tune-Up is a fully custom down to the studs, tile, anything in the bathroom space, really, for vanities, shower remodels. You know, we can even do pocket doors if you need to, drywall, paint, really anything in the bathroom space.
Gotcha. So you, when you say down to the studs, you're differentiating bath tune-up from maybe some of the one-day type bath remodels companies that are out there?
Yes, sir. We are, since we're fully custom, we rip out everything that's existing, and we start over, basically build it back to whatever the homeowner wants. Within reason. And a lot of those one day businesses only do acrylic and over the existing bathtub or shower, which I would never recommend because of what if there's moisture damage behind the walls. So this way, once we demo, we see exactly what we're looking at and we'll fix any of those, you know, whatever water issue may appear because of that, and you know, do it correctly, and you know, warranty it for a long time after that.
Gotcha. So that's an important point, because you know, sometimes you see those TV commercials where they're talking about a one day project, bathroom project, and you know, what you're talking about is the ability to, for the homeowner to choose, whatever they want, tile on the walls or the floors, so it's a more comprehensive bathroom remodel, bath reno, than some of these one day, companies, right?
Absolutely. And the one day companies, will, in general, only do the wet area, meaning the shower. But we touch every part of the bathroom, including vanities, you know, drywall accessories, mirrors, dry area tile. So that's the beauty of it, is it's a white glove service. So if you were to renovate your entire bathroom with the one day company, you'd have to get the one day company to do the shower, and then you'd have to get someone else to do the vanity and somebody else to do the lighting. But we coordinate everything for the homeowner, so it is a white glove service. They can not have to worry about coordinating all that. We have a project manager that manages all that for them. So from the selection process to the end result, we make it as easy as possible for them.
How does the homeowner choose the different materials that will be going into their new bathroom? Do they visit the bath tune-up showroom to pick out these materials, or what's the process?
Yes, sir. Our showroom's at 1941 Savage Road, Unit 500 AA in West Ashley. So they can come down and they can select all of their tile selections, all their grout selections, get their color scheme going. And then we can go through vanity selection, then tile layout, really everything that they need. We can walk them also through plumbing fixtures. We've got some plumbing fixture displays down there as well. So they can really get a better idea, because a lot of people don't do a renovation just because there's too many selections. So we really try and help homeowners walk them through the process of selection so they don't get overwhelmed. And we've done so many, you know, hundreds, maybe thousands of bathrooms where we know, you know, kind of exactly what the trends are and can help them along the way.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's great. Is there any design advice that's offered when a homeowner visits the bath tune-up showroom on Savage Road?
It all depends on what exactly the homeowner's looking for. If they want a freestanding tub, or they just want a bigger shower, or they want tile or an alternate to tile. So initial consultation, we'll come out to their house for free, take a look at the space, take some measurements, and then we have a lot of selections that we bring to the house. So if they can decide right there, great. If not, we'll send them into the showroom to further dial it in. And like I said, make it as easy as possible for them.
Gotcha. And what kind of price point will people be looking at when they when Bath Tune Up renovates their bathroom?
So I would say we're at the mid to higher end price point, but with that, you know, we're licensed, bonded, and insured. A lot of people look at the price and only the price, and I think that's a huge mistake. Whoever you're bringing into your home, you need to make sure they're licensed, bonded, and insured, because if they're not and they get hurt on the job, they can sue that homeowner, and then it's on the homeowner from there, and that's a very scary prospect. From my consideration, I think they need to weigh all the options. Of course, price is one very important factor, but there's a lot of important factors. And also, I think you pay for what you get. If you hire somebody and they don't have a great track record, or you don't have a good word of mouth, reputation is everything in this town. And I think that if you pay that lower dollar amount, sometimes you're not going to get exactly what you want. But I can guarantee with Bath Tune Up, the homeowner will be happy at the end of the job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, there's an expression I learned a long time ago. Cheap is expensive.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've all bought the cheap thing or, you know, mm-hmm. thought we, you know, maybe we didn't want to spend the money or whatever, but, or we thought we could get the same by, even though it was cheaper. You're absolutely right when it comes to the, you know, the money. Every homeowner has a budget, and that's mm-hmm. important. You have to respect that. But then you also have to take into account what's the experience going to be like while our bathroom is being renovated, and you know, some of the trunk slammer type companies out there that maybe aren't licensed, insured, and bonded. You know, they're going to have cheaper labor. They're going to have people who are, they're going to maybe not clean up as well as they should at the end of the day. You mentioned white glove service, and I guarantee people, your customers appreciate that, because I'm sure at the end of the day, you folks are the Bath Tune Up crew is cleaning up and leaving it for the day in a good spot.
Yeah, we are sticklers with flooring protection from the entry point of the house to wherever the bathroom is. We vacuum clean every day before we leave and make sure all the trash is cleaned up. We are sticklers for that.
Yeah, and a bathroom renovation.
Dust mitigation is huge.
Sure, and a bathroom renovation, it's not like having somebody do some work on your porch or something where they're all outside. You don't have to worry. The Bath Tune Up folks will be walking in and out of the house. I'm sure you're going to Bath Tune Up crew will make it as least intrusive as possible, the smallest impact on the homeowner, but that is a big part of it. And you know that's when the cheap is expensive comes into play, is when you start having those bad experiences when the renovation company leaves at the end of the day. And that's not going to be the case with Bath Tune Up, right?
Absolutely. I think the main thing is communication is key, when we're going to be there, and kind of walk the homeowner through what the process is going to be like so they can know what to expect. I think where you run into issues is A, lack of communication, and B, lack of care. And we are very honed in on both of those. You know, we care deeply and we communicate really kind of over communicate so the homeowner knows what to expect, because that's where you run into issues. I went on a sales call the other day, and it was a 5-foot by 5-foot bathroom, and they had hired a contractor. It took the guy 6 months to do it, and then I went into the crawl space and it was leaking right into his joist. So it took him 6 months. So I went in and redid it in 3 or 4 days, and it looks great. There's no leaks, and you know, it's there's a lot of bad actors out there. So you really got to be careful on who you're bringing in.
Absolutely. Well, how can folks get in touch with Bath Tuneup?
They can go to my website, bathtuneup.com. And we're locally owned and operated in Charleston. Like I said, our showroom's at 1941 Savage Road, 500 AA in West Ashley. I live on John's Island, so we're locally owned and operated here. Or they can use my cell phone, 843-973-0238. And that's my personal cell phone, so they can call me anytime.
All right. What's that cell phone again?
843-973-0238.
Okay. And you can always find Bath Tuneup within the pages of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. We've been talking with Dan Zeiner with Bath Tuneup. Thanks so much, Dan.
Thanks, Dan.
And now we're talking with Jay Miller with HWC Custom Cabinetry. How you doing, Jay?
Doing great, Dan. How about yourself today?
Good, good. Jay, take a moment and tell our listeners all about HWC Custom Cabinetry.
Sure, Tim. HWC Custom Cabinetry is a full service, if you will, custom cabinet company. We help clients design, build, and install custom cabinetry. And so we have a small kind of a boutique designer showroom to help explain things, walk through different options, features, explore design ideas, all the way through our own in-house installers installing everything into their home on time and on schedule.
Very good. Very good. And HWC Custom Cabinetry, how long have you folks been around?
You know, we've been fortunate. Very thankful. We started in 2004, weathered several different storms over the years. So 21 years this year, actually.
Congratulations. What would you say your secret to success is?
Wow. Lots of things. We have good people on our team and our staff. I feel like we're blessed with good clients. And, you know, I would be remiss if I didn't mention or really kind of highlight the fact that I am a follower of Christ. And I feel like the Lord has really overseen what we've done and provided every step of the way. While he's under no obligation to do so, he has. And we're very grateful.
Gotcha. You know, Jay, I remember interviewing you maybe the first time on the radio show. It was shortly after you had started, maybe after one of the first home shows that you were involved with us. And you're a former Navy submariner, correct?
Yes.
And I remember the interview was interesting from the standpoint that you were telling me about all these systems and processes that you were using and at HWC Custom Cabinetry. And it was a little over my head because it was sort of technical. And I remember thinking, boy, this guy is, he's definitely an engineer, has an engineer's mind, you know, and
he's handicapped that way. I am.
how have you used your, that engineer's mind, in terms of translating it to, creating beautiful custom cabinetry for some of the top custom builders and top interior designers in Charleston for their projects?
Yeah, no, that's interesting you bring that up, Tim. I haven't thought, kind of rewind the mental brain back to that time frame, but it really was kind of from day one of the foundational values or principles, I guess, that we had going in was that we will do what we say we're going to do when we say we're going to do it. And on the off chance something comes up and we're just thoroughly unable to fulfill that, you know, a natural disaster in our supply chain somewhere or something, we will work very hard to communicate effectively and early and on the best solution forward given those conditions. And so we started that way then, really thinking that would put us kind of a step ahead, two or three, of most others in the business. And we are still of the same mind today, and that would definitely be part of kind of the recipe that has gone into the success that is HWC in serving our clients. You know, so I come out of military, actually specifically the nuclear Navy, and my last position was actually scheduling the periodic maintenance shutdowns that they had there at that time. And they would do theirs every trimester, and there's about 600 jobs or unique projects that needed to happen over the course of about 3 weeks, four rotating crew shifts, 24/7. And so kind of planning that and executing that was my background immediately, getting out, and then about 10 years in the cabinetry business for starting this company. And so all of that kind of led up to that. And over the years, it's been really kind of an evolutionary process of finding the right tools, whether it's a paper system or today, really kind of everything's pretty much digital. In that regard, and in fact, we've just recently started investing in, or rather implementing in a full, what they call an ERP system, Enterprise Resource Planning tool, that is going to let us provide still better customer service and insight into what we're doing and the results of that with better data, better communication tools with our clients and builders. So, you know, even today, we're still continuing to make sure we're using the best tools in really everything that we do.
I'm sure your staff appreciates that they're not having that you're always looking to upgrade your tools and tooling and so that they're not having to work with antiquated equipment, for example.
Yep, there's a lot of that, you know, but change is always challenging, so I won't kind of sugarcoat it either. You know, there's days where we kind of want the old tool because we're comfortable with it. But really what I've been talking to our team and our clients about is really what we're investing in now is for the next 20 years of our company's growth and our client success.
Mm, gotcha. And I caught you today for the radio interview out on a project. Can you talk about that a little bit, how HWC contributed to the project that you're at right now?
Yeah, I'd be happy to. You know, we've been fortunate to be partnered, if you will, with East-West Partners in some of their projects here in Charleston. This one that I'm at today is Waterfront down on Daniel Island, kind of the third phase of this. I think this is the last of the very luxury condos that they're doing on this parcel. And we've done two others, and them and their clients have been so pleased with what we're doing. They invite us back on this one, and we're very thankful. We're basically providing all the custom residential cabinetry that's going into the individual units, kitchens, islands, laundries, bathrooms, that sort of thing. And then even a number of the clients that have moved in out here, purchasers are, you know, we've done fireplaces and studies and other things kind of in their intervening time as well, as they've been able to use the cabinetry provided, see the value and quality of it, and have called on us for extra stuff like that as well.
Nice. So just not the kitchen and the bathroom is where HWC Custom Cabinetry can help homeowners.
Yeah, pretty much. If it's a I kind of joke, if it's a box or looks a little bit like a box, i.e. a cabinet, it's kind of an industry slang for cabinetry, a box. is we can probably help, especially if you're wanting finer finishes or materials, that sort of thing. So we, you know, built-ins, wine rooms, studies. I'm sure I'm leaving out some product categories there, but those are kind of some of the more popular ones.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And when I delivered the fall issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine to HWC Custom Cabinetry's showroom in North Charleston, you folks have done a lot of work on your showroom. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, we are super excited about that. You know, we've kind of really had our head down in some other areas. So while we've had a showroom over these years, this is really the first time in several years that we've done a significant update. In fact, we've kind of built out the whole front part or our front showroom out in predominantly very contemporary styling, and kind of be able to talk through some of the options there, the modern materials, finishes, techniques, handleless cabinets, stuff like that, push to open, as well as some of the other kind of, what's the word I'm looking for? All the doodads on the inside, organizational tools and things like that. So we really try to put as much of that in there as we can to help our clients see what's possible, what they might want, what they might not want. Is it the right thing for them? You know, being that we're also the fabricator, we know what goes into it. And we also listen to our clients, those that have been in their houses for a while, and they're like, hey, you know, I never really used that, you know, particular thing as much as I thought I would. And so we like to have those conversations and provide feedback to clients as we're working with them to create their projects. So, and then in addition to that one that you saw, Tim, we're actually have on the drawing board and almost done drawing, quite frankly, the back showroom. And so here in the coming months, maybe even just weeks, we'll start demolition of that and update that one as well. That one will be a little more traditional styling, and but we'll still have a little bit contemporary vignettes in there. And then there's some overlap between them so that we can continue to serve the clients here in Charleston all the better and help educate them and stay on top of the design trends and things that are going on today.
Gotcha. You know, before we started the interview, I mentioned that, and this is based on just the photographs I get to look at of some of the HWC custom cabinetry projects. But I said, you know, there seems to be, I'm noticing like an HWC custom cabinetry look. And you immediately, didn't want to take credit. You said it wasn't unique to HWC, but what I mean by that is, when it seems like, a lot of the custom builders and architects and interior designers who are contracting with HWC custom contracting, you're creating very modern, sleek looking cabinetry. And you mentioned the push to open, for example. So instead of having hardware on the top, cabinets or the base cabinets, you know, there's no hardware. You don't see any knobs or pulls, so that it's just a push to open. So it's a very clean, refined look. And that's happened organically, right? Through the custom builders and architects and interior designers whose clients have asked HWC Custom Cabinetry to create that look for them.
Yeah, that's right. The having a very sleek look in certain clients or projects is very desirable, and so we kind of, each one's a little bit unique in some of the challenges that it might bring, because not everything lends itself towards, hey, I'll just press it and it opens. So there are a number of different solutions, and so depending on the application, budget, all those things will influence kind of some of the suggestions we have. And you know, even the materials, you know, certain materials and styles will lend or bias himself towards some different versions of that, while others will allow more opportunity for things. You know, some of your more synthetic products don't let us modify or maybe add finger pull so much, but some of your traditional wood products can. But it just varies. So we have those conversations kind of early and regular so that we're making sure we're delivering the expectations that a client is wanting. And that might be in terms of samples or manipulatives, you know, examples to, you know, nicely detailed 3D renderings that we're able to kind of work through, talk through, and make sure everybody understands, hey, this is how this condition is going to be addressed, and we're going to create that look and feel for you here. You know, I wasn't even thinking until we're talking, but we've actually, we've partnered with Salicci, which is one of the premier functional hardware manufacturers on the planet out of Italy, and they have a metal drawer system style that they've ran with for years over in Europe. And we have worked with them closely to bring that same style, but in the American sizes that we needed here. And so we're very excited. We've got that on display in that showroom as well. Very clean, ergonomic, just functional, beautiful hardware, but still at a great price point. Very comparable to the push-to-open bucktail drawers, or not necessarily push-to-open, they do both, that you find with wooden dovetail drawers and stuff as well.
Well, I thought I was in heaven with my soft close cabinet doors and drawers at home, but then I saw the push-to-open option with some of the cabinetry at the HWC Custom Cabinetry showroom, and just blown away by that. I think that's fantastic. I recommend folks check out the HWC Custom Cabinetry showroom, and Jay, tell our listeners where that is.
Tim, yeah, so we're loaded. Our physical location is up in the north area near Bosch, off of Franchise Street. What I recommend people do if they want to schedule time to swing by is we do like to work by appointment, so we can really devote our energies to meeting the needs of whoever working with at that time and be prepared for that. But happy to schedule a design consult. Reach out to us either on web at hwccustomcabinetry.com, or you can call us directly at 843-207-0750.
And you can always find HWC Custom Cabinetry within the pages of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. We've been talking with Jay Miller with HWC Custom Cabinetry. Thanks so much, Jay.
Thank you, Tim. Have a great one.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. To make contact with any of the companies featured on today's show or listen to previous week's shows, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Please tune in again next weekend.